Earlier this year, we released an investment that we haven't done before. And when we did, a lot of people asked us why this asset, why now, and why is it maybe a good option for certain investors? And so I want to talk about that in this episode and really talk about the reasons why we, for the first time ever, introduced a debt fund to our offering to our investors. A debt fund essentially is you are the bank. Your returns come from fixed interest payments, where if you invest $100,000, you know, you're going to get a fixed rate of return on that in the form of cash flow distributions, as opposed to investing in an apartment building where you have this value add strategy. Cash flow is very limited in the beginning, most cases, and you have this bigger exit. So there's big key reasons why now we feel is a great time to have a debt fund as part of your portfolio and why we released it. So the first one is liquidity. Now, a lot of people believe, and so do we, that these next 2 years are going to be massive opportunities to buy commercial real estate, specifically distressed multifamily. So it's tough for investors to maybe lock up a lot of that cash right away when we feel like there's going to be good opportunities in the future. So when you have a debt fund that has high liquidity to it, where you can withdraw and put in redemption requests and get your cash back within 90 days, but historically this fund has redeemed within 14 days, you can park cash here while waiting for deals, but that cash isn't burning a hole in your pocket. It's not sitting in a high yield account or locked up in a CD, where a lot of people now are putting their cash in CDs or in high yield accounts. But a debt fund has more liquidity than a lot of these CDs, with about 90 days, historically 14 days to redeem, but about twice the yield as even the highest CDs right now. So right now on our debt fund, we're seeing, you know, between 8 and 9% is what we project. And that's what the fund has really been getting over the past, you know, about 10 years or so. So we feel very, very good about those projections. So liquidity is a massive balance that investors are playing right now. We want to hold cash so that we can buy opportunities, but when those opportunities come, we don't want to miss out on them because we locked up our liquidity somewhere else, and we don't want our cash just burning a hole in our pocket, getting eaten away by inflation. So that was probably the first one that I thought was a massive opportunity. The second was cash flow balance. For a lot of investors who invested specifically in multifamily over the past few years, you've probably seen cash flow drop a little bit, and that's because a lot of interest rates rose, insurance rates rose, taxes shot up in a lot of areas. So depending on where you invested, it either pulled down your cash flow distributions, or you maybe even invested in something that didn't project to have cash flow distributions at all because you were looking for a value add strategy or a value add exit. So right now we had a lot of investors sitting on deals that are hoping to cycle out in the next few years, but not seeing as much cash flow coming in now. Now, debt funds are a great way to invest today and get paid tomorrow. It's not really that quick, but it's not like waiting on a value add strategy where you build up this return. Your returns are pretty stable from day one. So balancing cash flow was another one that was massive for a lot of our investors who saw pulled down yields from cash flow and other investments they're in and were looking to balance out their equity with their cash flow plays. Now, the third one, and this is one that not a lot of people thought about, but most experts are predicting interest rates to drop over the next 1 to 2 years. Now, if interest rates drop, a lot of people will think, hey, if I'm a lender, if I'm hard money lending, I'm a bank, and rates drop, doesn't that negatively impact the returns to me? And that actually shouldn't be true. And that's because the way that this debt fund is structured is it uses about 50% equity from investors and about 50% borrowed cash from other institutions as well. And that's a very safe rate. Most debt funds use some type of blend between investor equity and borrowed cash to lend on their projects. Now, when interest rates drop and the cost to borrow that other 50%, not the investor equity, but the other 50% in the borrowed cash, it will actually make the cost of our loans cheaper and it's projected to increase yields as rates drop. So one thing I thought about too as a sticking point was, hey, when rates drop, you know, won't our yields drop? But I was less educated on debt funds at that point. I didn't know that they had this structure. And that's a big thing that a lot of people didn't realize. So we feel right now with almost all the experts, even Jerome Powell talking about, hey, we're probably at peak interest rate season right now. He talked about that this week that I'm recording this in March. That's actually going to set this industry up for tailwinds to see higher yields in the future as rates drop. So those are the big three that make us really, really excited about this. Liquidity, they are very highly liquid, at least ours is, relative to what you're seeing out there. So you can sit on midterm cash and still get great yield. A cash flow balance for a lot of people that are seeing cash returns be pulled down right now, or distributions be stopped or paused or just decreased. This is a great way to balance that out by having yield right away, pretty much immediately when you invest. And third, we feel the tailwinds of interest rates peaking out based on what the expert opinions are, even based on what Jerome Powell said, that we're at the peak of interest rates right now. That will provide tailwinds to actually capture higher yields in the future. So three big reasons that we released a debt fund to our investors earlier this year. If you want to learn more about that, head to the show notes and fill out the form there. I'll reach out for more details. But if you haven't thought about debt funds in the past, this could be a good opportunity for you to park some midterm cash there, get some great yields, have some high liquidity, and capture some tailwinds as we see interest rates hopefully drop over these next 1 to 2 years.